And now, today's word.
The word of God is our weapon of war. The word of God, trust in it. Can you imagine? He's going to face people with swords and spears and weapons of war. And God says to Joshua, you're going to overcome them because you're going to take the land. You're going to divide an inheritance of the people. What weapon am I supposed to take? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. God considered his word as more potent than swords and spears. He didn't even tell Joshua, arm yourself. Go and get your battle axe. Go and learn how to war. Train the people for war. He didn't, although all of that was important, that was not his priority. His priority is, if you get my word inside of you, you can deal with every opposition that comes against you. The courage of the Christian is not based on our bravado. It's based on the word of God. The word of God in our hearts and in our minds. And the third thing that God expected from Joshua is to trust in the guarantee of God's grace for every task. He says to Joshua, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. God's grace is the guarantee for every task. His grace is sufficient. If God calls you to preach, he'll give you the grace to preach. If God calls you to do business, he'll give you the grace to do business. If God calls you to build, he'll give you the grace to build. If God calls you to change the world, he'll give you the grace to change the world. His grace is our sufficiency. Even if you are like me, and God calls you to preach, the most unlikely person, you still know how to preach. There are people who you naturally see, because people expect preachers to be people who like talking, people who like to stand in front of people who enjoy the crowd. I am none of that, none of the above. I don't like to talk. I don't like to stand in front of people. I don't like to be seen. My natural habitat is myself. I just want to be by myself. I like to be with my wife, my children. That's a crowd. I don't like big things. I don't like to be seen. I don't like to mount platforms. I don't like to talk to people. When I'm not preaching, I'm quiet. And then God calls me. The person who wants to be at the back of the crowd, he says, come and stand in front of the crowd. The person who wants to sit and listen to people, he says, now be the talker. And everything in my natural being contradicts everything God called me to do. But when God calls you to do something, he gives you the grace to do it. That means if genetically you don't have it, hereditary you don't have it, your father didn't have it, your mother didn't have it, God will give it to you. Amen. It is God's grace. So your father is poor. Your mother is poor. Grandfathers, two on each side, poor. Grandmothers, two on each side, poor. For generations, you are poor. And God says, I will prosper you. There is no riches in your family, but he will give you the grace to prosper. If he says he'll make you the head and everybody in your family was a tail, and there's no story or history of headship in your family, he gives you the grace to do that. Whatever God calls you to do, he gives you the grace to do it. So now when I preach, it seems like my natural space. I tell people all the time, every time before I step to preach, I have to, you know, trust God to come up and speak. I've been doing this for almost 50 years, but it's never familiar to me. It's never easy, but the grace of God is sufficient. That's one thing that reminds me this must be God. Because if it is not God, I should have gotten to a point in my life where I said, this one is cocoa, it's easy, I can do it. No, but it's never. It's never. It just reminds me, this is God. It is the sufficiency of the grace of God. That is what guarantees you victory. And God says to Joshua, nothing, no one can stand before you all the days of your life. You're going to win this one. I just want to speak to somebody listening to me. You're going to win this one. I said, you're going to win this one. You're going to overcome this one. You're going to be the head over this one. Your story will be great. You will not be a disgrace. You will not be a disappointment. You will not be shamed. You're going to win this one. Everybody may have lost it, but you will win it. Everybody who fought this battle may have lost, but as for you, you will win this one. Somebody say, I'm winning this one. Say, I'm winning this one. Or say it boldly, say, I'm winning this one. I'm winning this one. I'm winning it for my children. Winning it for my children's children. Winning it for the people of God. Winning it to encourage somebody that it is a winnable war. That's what God says to Joshua. You're going to win this one. Trust in the guarantee of God's grace for every task. Many times in the Bible, God told people he had called to be bold. Almost everybody. So I'm going to show you how to face opposition. Four things that God said to various people that will help us to face whatever we are facing with. First, do not fear their faces. He says to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:17, therefore prepare yourself and arise, speak to them all that I commanded. Do not be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them. Do not fear their faces. Whether they have stone face or iron face or ice face, don't be afraid of them. Whether they stand before you like statues or they smile, don't be afraid. Many of us have an unhealthy fear of people, especially when you're African. We are afraid of people who are older than us, people who are our superiors. And most people's attitude oscillates in two extremes, timidity and rudeness. They're either saying being rude or they're being timid. But in between, there is a right behavior of being respectful, of being courteous, but still able to speak your mind. Being able to speak your mind. You may be quiet. You may not be rough and rude. But don't allow people's faces to intimidate you. Don't sit before people and feel like they are better than you. They are bigger than you. They are God and you are nothing. God says, don't be afraid of their faces. It doesn't also mean be rude or be casual. It doesn't mean be timid. It simply means trust God, sit comfortably, be yourself, and express yourself. If you have an opinion, say it. If you have a point of view, say it. If you are wrong, and so what? What if I say it and I'm wrong? Are you the first? Will you be the last? Right after you, somebody too will say something wrong. Say it. Because that is what you think. It's better to say it and to be corrected than to keep it yourself, you know, like most people do in meetings in Ghana. They go to the meeting, they go and meet the boss, they go and meet the MD. Before they go, everybody, hey, we'll speak our mind. Hey, we'll speak. Then they go and sit in front of the person. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've heard, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, I've heard, sir. I will do it, sir. Then when they leave, they say, this man, pa, who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? What kind of human being are you? What kind of human being are you? At least I can say, even in my quietest moment, I've never shied away from speaking my mind. I'll say it nicely, respectfully. This is what I think. Yes, sir. But I don't think, sir. Yes, sir. But I don't think so, sir. You don't have to be rough about that. Just say, this is what I think. And maybe you are wrong by what you think, but say it. Don't be afraid to speak your mind. And don't be bold only when you are with your friends. Be bold. Speak your mind. Don't be afraid of their faces. That's the first thing God says to Jeremiah. Second thing, do not fear their words. Ezekiel 2:6. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them. Not be afraid of their words. Don't be afraid of their words. Don't be dismayed by their looks, though they are a rebellious house. No matter the words, don't be afraid. People may speak harshly, especially bullies. And hey, shut up. Who do you think you are? I am Mensah Otabo. That's who I am. Shut up. You, who are you? I am me. Don't be intimidated by words and don't let anyone bully you. Be nice, be respectful, but don't be bullied. Because it diminishes the image of God. You are made in the image of God. Don't diminish that. Don't be afraid of their words. Third, don't be afraid of their weapons. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 7. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. They may be more educated than you, yet you can prevail over them. They may be more connected than you, yet you can prevail over them. They may be far richer than you, yet you can prevail over them. They may seem to know more than you know, yet you can prevail over them. Don't look at how qualified a person is and disqualify yourself. Don't look at how nice somebody looks and look down on yourself. Don't look at how successful somebody is and beat yourself small. Yes, they may seem better, but guess what? You have God on your side. And that is our boldness, and that's our confidence. Don't fear their weapons. And finally, do not fear their gods. Psalm 115, verse 3-8. But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the works of man's hands. They have mouths, they do not speak. Eyes can see. Ears can hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they can't handle. Feet can't walk. They are like those who make them. So is everyone who trusts them. The Lord our God is mighty, and he rules over all other gods. When you go in out there and people are coming against you with forces, spiritual forces, do not be afraid. Do not fear their divinations. Do not fear their incantations. Do not fear blood and feathers on your doorstep. Do not fear black powder sprinkled on your office desk. Do not fear images of wood, clay, or metal planted in your compound. Do not fear eggs and schnapps crushed to invoke curses. Do not fear pins and needles blown in your direction. Do not fear amulets strapped on waist and chest and arms. Do not fear cowries and white powder clay splashed all around. Do not fear gatherings by night in onyina trees. Whatever they come against you, do not fear their gods. They will come out against you one way, and they will flee before you seven ways. Listen! You go to the office, you go to work, and people sometimes want to do you bad. So you go to office, you open your desk, and there is black powder. Get a vacuum cleaner and suck it out. You go to your office, and somebody has put some feathers there and some bones of chicken or whatever it is. Get a dustbin and a broom. Put it together. Broom it to the dustbin. Put it in the trash can and wipe your hands and say, don't even bother to pray. It is rubbish. It is rubbish. It is rubbish. I said it is rubbish. I said it is rubbish. Treat it as rubbish and rubbish it. Put it in the trash can. Somebody comes to you on Friday and say, you will see, I'm going to my village. Say, go. Go. Have a safe journey. Have a nice trip. Go into your village and so what? I am before the Lord God who created your village and created your country and created the heavens and the earth. You are going to your village? Go to your village. Have a safe trip. I'm not even going to say, you will go and you won't come back. That's even rubbish. Have a nice trip. Because when you give respect to the powers of darkness, you honor their power. And when you honor their power, you empower them. But they are rubbish. I said they are rubbish. I said they are rubbish. The curses they invoke, it is rubbish. That egg and snap that was crushed, it is rubbish. Don't give it value. And be bold and be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. And no one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life, because God has an assignment for your life. And you will win this one. Somebody say, I'm winning this one. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to pray with you if you want Jesus Christ to personally come into your life and change your life. It's not about which church you belong to. It's about who is in your life, who is in your heart. And if you truly want Jesus to come into your heart, I want to pray with you, and I want you to solemnly bow down your heads with me in prayer and say this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I come to you just as I am. I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. I ask you, Father, to save me. Give me new life. Make me yours. I thank you that Jesus died for me, and I receive him as my Lord and personal Savior. In your name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer honestly and sincerely from your heart, I can speak to you on the authority of Scripture that your sins have been washed away. You are a brand new person, the Bible says. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Let this encounter of Christ not just be a moment in your life, let it be a lifetime from today onwards.
Thank you for listening to Live and Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otobi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otobi. Email otobi@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.